In Parshas Shmini, we finally have the inauguration of the Mishkan. And part of the inauguration of the Mishkan is the fulfillment of Suli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sochav, the Shechina coming down and dwelling inside the Mikdash itself. However, before the Shechina comes down, the Torah tells us that the end of the inauguration process, the end of the Avodah, the Torah tells us, Vayisa Aaron as Yadav El Ha'am Vayivrechem, Aaron does Birchas Kohanim, Vayirin Masa Achatus V'Olav Hashom, and he brings all the karbanos that he's supposed to bring. But, once again, there's still no Shechina. Vayavo Moshe V'Aaron El Ha'moed Vayitzu'u, Vayirichu Asa'am Vayarei Es Kavod Hashem HaKolam. And all of a sudden, Aaron and Moshe, they go inside the Olam Moed, they go inside the Mishkan, and they bless the nation, and then the Shechina finally appears. Vayitzei Eish Milchnei Hashem V'Tachol HaMizbeach. A fire comes down, as Ha'olav HaKalvim Vayukol Am Vayirunu Vayipol HaPneim. And all of a sudden, the nation bows down. They're in fear of the Ribbono Shel Olam. They feel that divine presence there. What were they doing inside the Olam Moed? Rashi famously explains that Moshe was teaching Aaron about the secret of the Ketores, that the Ketores needed to be brought or learnt about in a very intense way prior to the Kavod Hashem coming down and dwelling and fulfilling Vasili Mikdash V'Shechanti B'Sochav. Why was that the case? Why was it necessary for the Ketores to happen, especially following by the Birchas Kohanim that Aaron engaged in? I want to share with you perhaps two ideas that will maybe give us some perspective as to what the purpose of the Mishkan is, as well as its relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First point, which is something very important. Like we said, that prior to learning about the Ketores, Aaron blesses the Jewish people. And we all know, anybody going here? Yeah? What's a bracha? Did you send Rosh Aaron? Baba, yes, you need to bless the Jewish people with love. There's an element of Birchas Kohanim, and even Halacha L'maisa. You need to be able to bless the Jewish people out of love. The blessing of the Kohanim towards the Jewish people is an opportunity to bring everybody together. It's to unite the Jewish people. And in fact, it's also to understand that the Kohanim are there in order to serve Am Yisrael, to infuse them with more spirituality and more Kedusha. And therefore, Aaron comes and he gives what? He gives Birchas Kohanim. And therefore, I think it's beautifully consistent with the secret of the Ketores. The Ketores, the Gemara in Krisos and other places tells us what Ketores represented: the different elements of Am Yisrael. From the Tzadikim all the way to the Rishayim, to the Chelbana. And the idea of having the Ketores is in order to be part of Am Yisrael, we bring all of them together to have the Reach Nichalach Hashem. And therefore it makes perfect sense that after Aaron HaKohen goes and blesses the Jewish people, Ba'ava, to bring them together, we have the Ketores, the representation of the Jewish people in the Avodah of Mikdash itself. And therefore that's what brings the Shechina down. If we want to bring the Shechina down into this world, we need that Achdus represented by the leadership of Aaron HaKohen of Ba'ahava, as well as the Ketores that he brought that really brings the Shechina into this world. It's idea number one. Very, very quick secondary idea. Perhaps the idea of why the Ketores was so necessary in order to bring the Shechina down is in order to dispel a notion that unfortunately was seemingly prevalent in the times of Nevi'im when they gave Mishkan to Am Yisrael. There is this pagan idea that Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our Korbanos. He doesn't. When God is pleased with Korbanos, anybody know the Lashon in the Torah that He uses? It's a Reach Nichoach LaHashem. Why is it a Reach Nichoach? Some of the Farshim have pointed out something very beautiful. Reach, being able to smell something, is a Hana that is Ein Bo Mamish. You don't actually get anything from good smell, correct? In order to eat something, like, that gives you energy. And without eating, then, you know, somebody dies. But to smell something which is pleasant is a pure, is a hana which is purely unnecessary. And therefore, korbanos are there in order to please the Ribbono Shel Olam, not to bribe him, chas v'shalom. Not that he needs them at all. And therefore, perhaps the last step of inaugurating the Mishkan is in order for us to recognize we're about to engage in the Avodah right now. We want to have this relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Make sure it's a relationship. Don't think you're feeding God. It's not happening. What you're trying to do is you're trying to engage in Korbanos in the proper way. In a way in which you're giving over of yourself, that you're able to see yourself, giving a Korban Olah, you want to come close to the Ribono Shel Olam. A Korban Chatas, you're doing tshuva through the Korban Chatas. And by doing so, if you're able to truly engage in that tshuva and have that deep sense of coming close to the God, so then it's what? It's not that God eats the Korban Chatas, but it's Reach Nikoach LaHashem. The greatest Korban that represents that is the Ketores. There is no buster, there is no chil, there's nothing there. In order to properly bring down the Shechina into this world, we started off with the Ketoret Reach Nikol Hashem. Hopefully we can keep these two ideas in mind, understanding that in order to bring the Shechina into this world, we need the Achdus of Am Yisrael, the Birchas Kohanim of Biava, as well as the Ketoret representative of the entire Jewish people. And also recognize we can never bribe God. It's not a game here. It's a true relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. And if we fill His will properly, then we zocha to give Him a reach nikoach, and in Mirat Hashem we'll be able to offer korbanos, meir v'yameinu. Amen.